always just had a season of Thanksgiving or a couple days or at least a national recognition of Thanksgiving. But this lesson is going to focus on your everyday Thanksgiving and things to be mindful of. By way of introduction, before I get to the notes that you have, well, there's a familiar story in Luke chapter 17, beginning of verse, about the 10 lepers that Jesus healed. And in Luke 17, verse 12, it says, there met him, meaning Jesus, 10 who were lepers. So here are these 10 men. They all had a horrible disease, leprosy. It made them unclean, isolated from society, filled them, or many of them, with despair because there was no remedy. No remedy. So in their despair, they all cried for mercy, all 10 of them, in verse 13. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And they all received mercy. In verse 14, as they went, they were cleansed. And then in verse 15 speaks about one of them. And that's the phrase, and one of them. In giving him, meaning Jesus, thanks. So here one expressed gratitude. The voice of what was pleading now becomes the voice of praise. You know, and the next phrase is in verse 15, with a loud voice glorified God, gave thanks. 10 were cleansed, but one comes back, says thank you. So Jesus asked the question in verse 17, where are the 9? Where are the 9? But they didn't come back and say thanks. They were, reach the conclusion, they were near their affliction than they were in their health. In their affliction, they cried out. But when they received what they were asking for, they didn't say thanks. They prayed when they were in distress, but they were silent when they should have been saying thank you. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, being thankful. I remember the story. A man was on a ship, in the midst of a terrible storm. The wind and the waves, they seemed to have the victory over this man and the ship that he was in. So the man falls to his knees and he says, Lord, I haven't been a praying man. Haven't talked to you in 30 years. However, if you will hear me this once, get me safely to shore, and I promise not to bother you for another 30 years. Just get me out of my present distress, you know, and then I won't call on you again until I'm in distress again. So let's look at some things in the Bible that should remind us to give thanks. To give thanks. These are in your notes. Number one. In Psalm 92, beginning of verse 1, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing. If something good, there's virtue in it, it's honorable, decent, upright, proper. If it's good, it means it's becoming. There's an expression of doing well. It's good. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. And the verse continues after that phrase. It's good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Well, it's a good thing. Good thing to do that. There's a song in our book. We'll sing it together. It's easy. Easy song. Number 80, you know this song. It's good. Good to give thanks. This song just reflects God's goodness. Okay. Here it is. Number 83.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me, he's so good.
thanks to the Lord, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Thank you, Lord. Second, in Psalm 30, verse 4, praise to the Lord, you saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. In Psalm 111, verse 9, Psalmist says, he sent redemption to his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome, or King James's reverend is his name. Oh, just the name of God. Sing praise to him. Give thanks at the remembrance of his name. So when you think about God's name, when Jesus instructed the disciples to pray, he said, after this manner pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Reverend be your name. So when you think about God, his attributes, the holiness, the awesomeness, the reverence of his name, thank you for who you are. Oh, the name of God. Thank you. Thank you. She's so different from us. He's God. So when you think about his name, the name of God, don't make it a curse word or a byword. Give God's name reverence, holiness, time. Number three in your notes, Psalm 119, verse 62. It says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. At midnight. That suggests deep darkness, not the time on the clock. You don't have to set your alarm and say, oh, it's midnight, I'm going to get up and say thank you, God. No, that's the idea. Is it's when we're at the depths of despair, when we're down and out, give thanks to God. When things look gloomy, when we don't understand a reason for our adversity, the midnight times in our life, give thanks to God. Many people, or many of us, are in a midnight situation, or we know somebody. Someone's in sorrow. They're discouraged. They've someone that we know may be physically ill, lonely, fearful. And the psalmist is saying the challenge is to see that God is still righteous. Even when we don't feel right, at midnight, rise and give thanks to God. One of my favorite stories is when my father and Christine's parents lived with us, my father and mother-in-law. And Daryl, her dad, told me this story before he died. He said he got up at midnight. He always went to bed early. So he got up at midnight to use the restroom. And when he came out of the restroom, Wilma, she had Alzheimer's, she was up and had the light on and she was making the bed. I said, Daryl, what'd you do? He said, well, I helped her finish making the bed and we went out and sat on the couch and pulled the Afghan up over us and I just sat there and thanked God for 60 some years of marriage. At midnight? I mean, that was literally midnight, but yeah. At midnight, I'm gonna rise and give thanks to God. There's things that we go through, difficulties, things we don't understand, can't explain, but at midnight, we're going to rise and give thanks, give thanks. You know, we just had that, Christy and I and others, that opportunity to give thanks, you know, to our newborn grandson a couple weeks ago. Yeah, give thanks. Find occasions to give thanks. I'm not thankful for the midnight, but I'm thankful that God is there to get us through the night. That's what I'm thankful. Romans 8, verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Yeah, even at midnight. There's an occasion to give thanks. We just have to look for it. Number four is in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. Thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So because final victory is ours, hope of eternal life, thank you. Thank you. Number five is in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything? Everything, really, give thanks? And it's God's will? And I do that? But he says, yes, when it concerns you, or not make it personal, when things concern me, in everything, yeah. There's a, if many might be familiar with the book, The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom, and there's a chapter in the book titled, Thank God for the Fleas. She's in the concentration camp with a bunch of other ladies, and then and she happened to have a Bible with her that she kept and hidden all throughout the hardship times. And she still had it even in that concentration camp in the barracks where she was. And she had her sister there. And they were reading one day, and it was this verse right here. In everything give 5 verse 20. And they give each other, in everything give thanks. Look at our situation. We're in the barracks. We're in a concentration camp. What do we have to be thankful for? And in the church, copied it. And so he said, what do we be thankful for? So four things. Well, thankful that we're assembled here together. Number two, he says, such as what you're holding in your hands. Oh, yeah, we have this Bible. We have the Bible. Number three, he says, we're thankful that there's no inspection as very often because of the fleas. Let's thank God for the fleas. Because the soldiers wouldn't come in as often. They're fleas. Thank God for the fleas. So let's give thanks in all circumstances. She said, let's thank God for being so crowded in here. So many more will get to hear God's word. In everything, give thanks. I thought about that when our new grandson was born. Thanks. He's in intensive care unit for a couple of weeks. Then you start counting. You know that song. Count your many blessings. And then the next phrase, name them one by one. Name them, you know, so I start mentally just going through day by day. Thank you. In everything, give thanks. Remember seeing that plaque on a wall many times when I was growing up, especially on a kitchen wall, prayer changes things. And, you know, Paul writes about a man in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, had a thorn in the flesh. You know that. There's a man in that chapter. He has a thorn in the flesh, and he prays sincerely and earnestly, you know, several times. And you'd think, surely God's going to answer his prayer the way he's requesting it. Take away this thorn in my flesh, whatever it is. But God doesn't. Prayer didn't change a thing. But the next phrase is, in verse 9, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. See, there's some things in life we can't change. We have to live with it. Prayer's not going to change it. It could be the neighborhood that you live in. It could be the job that you're on. I can't change it. I can't move. It might be a health situation. I can't change it. I have to live with this the rest of my life. But we see that plaque. Prayer changes things. But God says, no, I'm not going to take that away, but my grace is sufficient for you. Remember Jesus in Luke chapter 22? You know, he goes a little bit ways away from his disciples, and he prays, you know, Father, if it possible, take this cup from me. In other words, God, I'm praying that, can you change this? Well, God can, but he didn't. And you think, surely God's going to answer his own son. The son where there's no guile in his mouth, he did everything correctly. Surely, God, you're going to answer Jesus' prayer the way he prays it. Take this cup from me. The answer was no, but he said there was an angel that came strengthening him. So when prayer doesn't change the thing, God sends strength for us to last through it. And when prayer doesn't change the thing, prayer changes me. Changes me. 'Cause because I can't change the thing. The little plaque I always had in my classroom, I told you before, right by the door, printed it up. When you can't change the circumstances, change your attitude. I put that there for my staff. Because they would sometimes look at this and get frustrated and think, wait a minute. When you can't change the circumstance, change your attitude. Because you're going to have to live it. You're going to have to move, right? Can't change it. Got to change my attitude. So he says, in everything, look for the silver lining. Find it. Then the last one I had in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his indescribable gift. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's another song before we get to the invitation song. Yes. Another song. 376. We'll sing this one too. We are songs of the Bible says it in Colossians 3:19 that we teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Many times our songs will give us instruction, admonition, encouragement. So this hymn number 376 is a song that just reflects what can I'm going to be thankful for this indescribable gift, and here it is. He paid the debt. Alright? Sing with me. Just remember, it's just good to give thanks. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Midnight, when times are dark. We give thanks because of the victory. Give thanks in everything. And thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And then the last in the closing, say thanks to God by trusting and obeying. Say thanks for the invitation. The invitation to be on your side. Thank you. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me. Come. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle or meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you're heavy laden, laboring, give thanks for all these things, but thank that you've given us an invitation, God, to be on your side, to stand with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we always, at the close of a lesson, sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. We'll do that again this evening. So if there's one here that's not a member of the New Testament church, you're not a Christian, you've not been baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. Just need that's your resolve. If that's your decision, you just need to let it be known. If you want more Bible study, if you want to have more information about how to become a Christian, we can accomplish that also. So let's stand together. We'll sing this song of invitation. And the watchword is, whosoever will may come.